Opening, hi, welcome. In this lesson, I'll show you the RAMDAC approach. How to punch up a rugged break loop in Ableton Live 12 so it hits like a warehouse drum and bass break. We'll move from a raw loop to a tight, punchy, gritty break using live stock tools: warping, slicing, transient emphasis, saturation, parallel compression, stutters, and routing tricks so the drums cut through loud PA systems without losing low-end clarity. What you'll build by the end, you'll have one processed break loop, a single audio clip routed through a drum rack, and audio processing that feels punchier, tighter, and more aggressive. Gritty saturation and high-end bite while preserving sub-clarity. A rugged chopped slash stutter fill section. A reusable processing chain rack and return sends you can drop on any break. Step-by-step walkthrough preparation. Start a new live set and set the tempo to 170-174 BPM. Drag a raw break WAV into an audio track. Open clip view and set warp to beats or complex pro depending on the loop. Put 1.1.1 at the loop start and make sure it's in time. Timing and slicing. If you want tight punch and MIDI control, right click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Right arrow slicing preset. Transient best for break based loops. That creates a drum rock with simpler slices mapped to pads. Audit the pads. Delete noisy slices or keep them for texture and consolidate an edited pattern as a new MIDI clip. Quante small offsets to taste to tighten the pocket. Transient and dynamics. The RAMDAC emphasis insert drum bus on the drum rack output or the audio track. Try drive between plus 3 and plus 7 dB, boom modest at 1.3, and transient around plus 3 to plus 6 to emphasize attack. If slices are inconsistent, add a compressor before drum bus. Attack 5-15 ms to keep transients, release 100-200 ms. Ratio around 3:1. Threshold for 2-4 dB gain reduction. After drum bus, at EQ 8, high pass at about 35-45 Hz 12 dB/oct, a small dip at 300-600 Hz if it's muddy, and a gentle high shelf plus 1-3 dB around 6-12 kHz for bite. Parallel compression for slam. Create a return track named Parallel Slam. On it put a heavy compressor. Attack 0-5 ms, release 0.10-0.3 s. Ratio 10:1. Push the threshold so the compressor is pumping roughly 6-12 dB on hits. Follow with saturator drive 4-8 dB with soft clip-on and a light glue compressor. Send roughly 10-25% from the drum rack to this return and blend until you get obvious slam without killing the transient snap. Grit and distortion. Add a saturator in the main chain or on a separate chain. Drive to 6 dB, curve set to soft sine or analog clip, and compensate output gain. Use EQ 8 after the saturator. Cut any excessive highs and boost to 5 kHz by 2-4 dB to bring out snare crack. For digital grit, use Redux very subtly for minor bit reduction or overdrive slash erosion for different color. Creative processing. Stutter and gating. Duplicate the drum rack track and name the copy stutter. On the duplicate, insert beat repeat with grid at 1/16 or 1/32, interval manual or 1/4, short gate 5200 ms. And chance low 10-30%, or automate chance to trigger fills. Alternatively, program a 1-2 bar clip with rapid MIDI hit 16/32 for precise fills. For a punch carve, use a fast gate to pass only the transient at the end of bars. Stereo and focus place utility near the end of the chain and monowise below 120-160 Hz by setting width to 0 for the low band. Keep highs wider. If the loop feels cluttered, use multiband dynamics to tame problematic bands. Bus processing and final glue. Route all drum tracks to a drum bus group. On the bus, use glue compressor with a fast attack around 310 ms, medium release, and 2-4 dB of gain reduction for cohesion. Add a light saturator for sheen, and finish with a limiter to prevent clipping when you crank levels. Creative automation. Automate drum bus transient and saturator drive for builds and hits. Automate the parallel slam. Send to spike the slam just before drops or during fills. When you're happy, consolidate or resample the processed break with freeze and flatten or resample to commit the sound and save CPU. Saving the chain, select your devices on the drum rack track or drum bus and save the rack or device preset. Call it RAMDAC break, Live 12 so you can reuse it. Common mistakes to avoid: oversaturating. Too much drive makes transients mushy and harsh. Compensate output gain or reduce drive. Losing low end. Don't high pass too aggressively and always check phase when layering kicks. Killing transients with too fast attack. Keep attack times that let the hit come through. Phase issues when layering original and processed copies. Flip phase if low end cancels. Overdoing redux slash bit reduction. Use very small amounts for character, not full on bit crush. Pro tips: use drum rack pad mute slash solo while designing fills, it's faster than editing audio. Freeze and flatten the processed break to commit sound and free CPU, then slice the flattened audio if needed. Automate short bursts of high drive and delay slash echo sends to add ghost ambience for warehouse feel. Save multiple versions, e.g. RAMjack Lite and RAMjack Full Slam for easier slash B. Use utility width equals 0 only on the low band to lock subs mono. Try odd beat repeat divisions like 1/24 for off-grid industrial fills. Map macros for quick performance. Transient, drive, parallel send, beat repeat chance. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 40 minutes, step A, 10 minutes. Load a 2-bar break, warp to 174 BPM, slice to new MIDI track, and make a 2-bar MIDI pattern that keeps the original feel but is tightened and quantized. Step B, 10 minutes, add drum bus with transient plus 4, drive plus 5, EQ 8HP at 40HZ, and compressor with 8ms attack and 120ms release. Tweak until it snaps. Step C, 10 minutes, create a parallel slam return with heavy compression for 610 dB GR, send 15%, add saturator and blend. Step D, 5-10 minutes, add beat repeat on a duplicate and make a 1-bar stutter at the phrase end. Export a 2-bar processed audio file. Recap: you've practiced the RAMjack approach. Warp and slice a loop. Emphasize transients with drum bus and compression. Add saturation and parallel compression for slam. Use beat repeat and clip chops for fills, and keep the low end mono and clean. Save your chain and resample to lock the sound. This gives your break a raw, warehouse ready attitude while keeping the mix usable. Extra coach notes, quick checks and workflow tips: /B constantly. Duplicate the dry break and toggle processing so loudness bias doesn't fool you. Level match when comparing. Reference on different systems, phones, small monitors, and a PA if you can to hear how kick and snap translate. Warping. Beats mode with preserve transients works best for attack. Complex Pro can smear transients. When slicing, lower transient sensitivity to avoid too many tiny slices. Use simpler start offset to remove bleed and tighten hits. Drum bus transient knob is powerful, small tweaks matter. Boom can add mudness. Prefer a narrow low band EQ boost if you need weight. Parallel chain. Aim for 612 dB GR, then blend. Automate sends for drops. High pass the return at 8120 HZ if it gets boomy. Saturator placement matters. Before EQ to color, then shape. After EQ to color, the shape tone. Try both. For fills, humanize velocities and stagger notes to avoid a machine gun feel. Keep low-end mono under 120-160 HZ, and monitor in mono to catch phase issues. For CPU savings, resample to audio and keep both the processed resampled file and the editable chain preset. Map useful macros. Snap, grime, slam, stutter with useful ranges so one knob can morph from light to full RAMjack. Troubleshooting: if transients vanish, slow compressor attack or add drum bus transient. If harshness appears after saturation, reduce drive or add minor high-frequency cut. If sound collapses in mono, check phase and mid/side. Closing tip: always keep the original unprocessed loop and at least one resampled processed version. That way you can return to the raw material or the committed RAMjack sound as your track develops. That's the RAMjack approach. Get in the set, try the steps, and tweak by ear.